On this Sunday, our Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program for March 22nd with Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor. Can we go back into time? May we? This is March 11th and that long 7 hours or whatever it was to talk about capital needs, the budget, etc.
Steve, it was the town retreat and it was all day. I wasn't really keeping time of the whole meeting. It started at 9. We were out of there by 4, but it was an all-day event.
The financial matters of the town, every year, we always look good.
That presentation was made by the auditor in February at our meeting. We're required, of course, by state statute to have a complete audit every year. We're in a solid financial position. The staff have been looking at what they need for the coming year and what the budget needs to be. Working with the financial director and the town manager, all the department heads bring in their needs. And then the town retreat is a meeting where the town manager, the financial director, gives us in the morning an overview of the town's situation financially. It's really a mid-year checkup. As Rebecca Schuler, our financial director, pointed out, our monies, our reserves, are sufficient to meet all of the financial obligations for the rest of the fiscal year would end July 1st. So she went over all of those items and accounts saying, yes, we have enough money in the electric fund to operate the electric system throughout the rest of the year. Our town manager did an overview of the budget, and then we started talking about the future needs. The town manager, along with the mayor, we were painting a picture of, you might say, restraint this year, because like everyone, every institution under inflationary pressures, and it's hard to tell, especially with all the events going on at the national level and the state level, what our situation will be financially as a community. My feeling, and the town manager, and I think the board also shares, that there could be some periods where we do experience rising costs. We are looking at revenues that are coming into the town. And this year, I think we are taking kind of a measured and conservative approach to developing this new budget.
The Public Works Department now, Lamar Nix, you know, he retired, but he came back for the report. And a lot of these things that we want to do are tied into grants. And also tell us about our brand new Public Works Director.
That's right. That department's in transition. When Lamar announced this past fall that he was going to retire after over 30 years of service, that was a shock to many of us. Our town manager, the mayor, and the board, we were saying finding a replacement for Lamar will be a challenge. We've had to take some time in recruiting qualified people to fill Lamar's shoes. Lamar was there because he has, of course, the institutional memory and had been working on the public works budget going into the first of the year when he retired. He was there to give us his opinion on what we need to fund in public works. Our town manager announced that Gerard Brewster has been hired to be the new public works director, and he should be on the job around March the 30th. Gerard will have to get into the office. Lamar has been contracted with the town to be a resource for him as this transition takes place. Gerard is the town engineer for the town of Winder in Georgia right now, and he comes to us with 27 years of experience in public works and in engineering, and he is a licensed professional engineer. He's bringing similar credentials that Lamar has had. That's been a very important factor in public works, to have a highly qualified department head. And we think that we have found the person that will move us forward in this critical operation of the town.
On the agenda, the playhouse site was discussed, and we're going to hire a master plan consultant to find out what we could possibly do with that new space.
I think what the master plan would do would be to set an agenda for where will we expand, for example, town hall. As we have grown as a town, our space in the town hall that we renovated about 15 years ago for the tune of, I think, $700,000. I don't know, because I wasn't the mayor at the time. That served us well, but we're going to need more space. One thing that was pointed out by a number of people is that it's time for us to kind of grow up, in that having these meetings of the town board and the planning board at the community buildings with fold-up tables and it's time to upgrade. And part of that would be if we expanded our town hall, we'd have a meeting chambers that would have a dais, and people on the boards would be networked in. We'd have good audio-visual. We'd have an area where all the audience could be there. Those are the kind of things that we have to look at in the future, and more space and storage. This master plan is well advised. What do we do about the police department? I'm not saying we moved the police department. It was just renovated. But how does that configure with the Playhouse property, the ABC store, the parking lot? We will be engaging a professional company to go through the master plan. The good news, we did a complete survey of that entire property about 6 months ago.
Every time we want to do something, it's like $300,000, $350,000. The Hudson Library has got some improvements in mind, and they've asked for some money from the town.
They have. They came to the retreat, and they are making improvements to the Hudson Library, and they're asking support from the county and the town. They want the town to give $350,000 for those improvements, and they want the county to do the same. We will be looking at that request as we develop the budget for the next year.
We had a nice comprehensive plan that came out 4 or 5 years ago. We're still using that, aren't we?
We are. We talked about this in context with this master plan for the town property. Issues related to downtown development. For example, the trees on Main Street. We're losing those trees one by one. We need to replace the trees. We might need to do some streetscaping again on the downtown area. So there are a lot of changes that we need to address, and so much of it is driven by the comprehensive plan. There are some people that think we need to just do this blanket redo of the plan or complete change of our unified development ordinances and zoning districts. I, for one, remind people, along with our planning director, that right now we have Senate Bill 382 that was passed about a year ago that prevents municipalities and counties from downzoning properties. That means we can't diminish the current use of a property in town. That Senate bill is still in place. And a lot of towns who were in the middle of revising their UDO are kind of in limbo land. And we are too, in that we can't make any major changes to our zoning code and ordinances without tripping over this Senate Bill 382. Some people are saying that they will do amendments to it in the coming session that will allow more flexibility with zoning in towns, but that hasn't happened yet, so we will have to watch what's going to happen in Raleigh. At the same time, I think it is important that here, after 5 years of instituting this comprehensive plan, that we go back and see where we are with it without redoing it. And some might think, well, the town just made this plan up and now it's obsolete. That's not really the case. We spent $100,000 bringing in a consulting company. They met with stakeholders and people throughout the town, did surveys, held meetings, and they came up with this plan and presented it to the town board. Some of the board members said it's important that we now stop, possibly have some workshop sessions that are designated times where we go and look at that comprehensive plan, revisit it, see where we are, see what it says we should be doing about zoning, building, annexation. And it's time for us to do a mid-course evaluation, maybe make some changes and tweaking it, and then continue to follow that plan until we get to the next phase, and that is we're required every 10 years to do a new comprehensive plan. I think that was a very positive outcome of the retreat, that we will be having meetings where the community will be invited to come, and we will be doing a review of that comprehensive plan. We will emphasize that that's going to be the focus of the workshops, looking at one aspect or several aspects of the plan. I'll give you an example. If you look at the community plan, they have parking decks or platforms. Several of them are located in the plan on that town property that we're going to be doing the master plan on. So we need to coordinate and looking and see how the new master plan, the community plan, all of that meshes together It's going to be a real challenge in the coming months, but I think it'll be a good exercise for the town board, the planning board, and the community to participate in. I know at the retreat, with some of these meetings, some of the board members want the planning board to be involved where we review the comprehensive plan, since they are charged with analyzing the plans and the development of the town.
We're reviewing the retreats on March 11th with our Honorable Mayor Patrick Titter. It was a long meeting, got a lot done. And talking about the fire department, the capital needs, and then the fire tax increase discussion, two prongs. So much to talk about. We'll continue with more of the March 11th retreat. Treat next week on the 29th for the fire department. Very important to think about the raising of a fire tax.